end this year should be a special schus. Arimoni Mimarazi Shiyichio. Well, the schus he did Navshi Moshe Rabin Peshadina, did Navshi Yarin Sorban Moshe Mordechai. It should have Racha Batzlacha B'chol Maase Yedem. We're going to be discussing the union of Sfiras Bnei Yisrael and Sfiras Omer, based in the Sefer Ori V'Yishi. It says in the Torah, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Bamidbar Sinai, etc. Suas Rosh Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Rashi explains, Mitoch Chibasan Lefonav Moina Oisam Kol Shah. Because they're so beloved, he counts them at every moment. Shiyatzu Mimitzrayim, not every moment, but often. Shiyatzu Mimitzrayim Menon. When the Jews left Egypt, he counted them. Kshenaflu Begel Menon, Leidam Inanosim Muni. When they fell at the Egel, he counted them to know who's left, the number of people left. Shalhasu Shchinasa Alei Menon. And when he came to be Mashur the Shechina, that a Shechina should dwell on them, then he counted them. So that's what it says. Vayadabra Hashem. Hashem spoke to Moshe Midbar Sinai saying, count the Jewish people. So it seemed that the Chiba, there's this element of Chiba, Rashi says, because he loves them, he has Chiba for them. So we see that this Chiba is a big deal. Why? This Chiba and this counting. Because the whole Chumash is called Chumash HaPikudim by Chazal. What's Chumash HaPikudim? The Chumash of counting. So you see that the whole Chumash is Al-Shem, the counting, and Rashi says the counting is Chiba. Ubedome Matzanu, the Inyan of Mispar at the beginning of Chumash Shmos, that it's called Eila Shmos B'nei Yisrael. Rashi says, Alpha Pisha Menon B'chayayam B'shmoisan Chazer Manam B'misasan L'odiya Chibasim Shinim Shil L'kochavim Shemotzian O'machnisan B'mispar V'shmosam Shinamar Hamotzi B'mispar Tzvam Lekulam B'shem Yekravet. It's called Shmos, even though they were counted in their lifetime with their names, and by Yigash they're counted again in Shmos to say their Chiba, that they are compared to the stars, that they are taken out and brought back in with their number and their names. Hamotzi b'mispar tzva'am lekulam b'shem yikra. Who takes out with a number their legions, and all of them have a name. So that's the stars, and that's also the Jewish people. So we see the Sfira is very, very important. Two Chumashim are called because of the Sfira, either the Shemos that are counted in Shmos, that's why it's called Shmos, because the Shemos are enumerated. And also Chumash Pekudim. Bamidbar is Al-Shem, the number. In the Haftarah of Bamidbar, we read the Pasuk in Hosea, V'ayam Mispar B'nei Yisrael K'chol Hayam Asher Lo Yimad V'lo Yisafer. And the number of the Jewish people will be like the sea, like the sand of the sea, that can't be measured and can't be counted. So this pasuk l'chora has a stira mineyube. Do we have a number or don't we have a number? It says v'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael, and then it says v'lo yisafer. We have a number and then we don't have a number. Like we found by Avraham Avinu, u'sforas hakochavim, count the stars. Im tuchal isbrosim, you count, sako yezarecha, they're going to be so many. So are we countable or not countable? We are accountable. But what are we countable? Do we have a number or do we not have a number? That's our question. So the explanation is that there are two bechinos. There's a bechina nisperet shel kochavim. There's an aspect that is countable. Usfora kochavim. And we have to know that the kochavim have another bechina that they're not counted. Im tuchal isporotam. And on these, you can't count them. And on these two bechinas, it says, Ko yezar echa. That Klal Yisrael also can have these two aspects, the nisperet and the bilti nisperet, the counted and the uncountable. And that's also why we see in the pasuk in Hosea, Mispar b'nei Yisrael, Asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. We have a number, but we don't have a number. Kol ha-marechet ha-gashmit, the physical world has a number. The spiritual world can't be counted. And these two bechinos, these two aspects, compose the tsuras adam of a Jew. Also by Sfiras HaOmer, we find these two bechinos. On one hand, we're commanded to count 7 weeks, 49 days. On the other hand, it says Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So 7 weeks is 49 days. Chamishim Yom is 50 days. So which one is it? The explanation is that the 50th day is shaykh to a system that's not counted. And therefore the 50th day we don't count, because it's shaykh to the Bechina, it relates to that aspect that's above Mispar. So we have to understand then why the Torah says Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Now, Sfira can bring Chas V'Shalom to a Negev, to a plague, and therefore we're counted in the Torah to count through a Machtzis HaShekel. So we have to understand how counting with a Machtzis HaShekel saves us from the Negev. L'chora, the Isser to count is in order not to know their number. So if that's the Geder, and by the way, if that's the Geder of the Isser, then when they make a census, and some people refuse to be counted, so that saves everybody, because then you're not going to know their ultimate number. So if the vort is that you're not allowed to know the number, how many there are, so how does it help if you count with a machtzis hashekel? B'safo shel davar, you know how many they are. So l'chora, we have to say that the schus of the mitzvah of machtzis hashekel is mechaper and protects them. Or achayim shima yamonos amad yamachtzis hashekel lu yiyya sheyischayvu Yisrael. Misa, hineo koifer nefesh l'shol kol echad. So this will atone for them, says the Arachayim HaKadosh. But then we could count them directly, and not al yidei shkalim, and if we need a schus, so then just give tzedakah, that'll be great. So we have to say that the inyan is not to count directly, but rather to count al yidei davar acher, to count with something else, and a lot of discussion about this in the poskim. We see this by Shaul, that he counted them indirectly, and by Mikdash, they counted by fingers, that's an Eivor Sheina Neshama Tzliyabo, and therefore it's not considered that they counted people directly. And there's a special Maila of counting through Shkalim that saves them from a Negev, from the plague, more than other things. Let's see. The makor of the Yisr is in the Sugya and Yumam. Berishon kol mishor tzil dorim mizbech torim. Ben shem ruben ratzim olam akevish. Kol akodim is chaver barbo mizachim. Mishneim shab mamun amor lem etzbiyu. Mayu motzin achas ushtayim. Ve motzin magudol b'mikdash. So it says that originally anybody who wanted to take the ashes off the mizbech would. And when there were many people, they'd have a race. And whoever beat his friend, ve'ar ba'amas v'zocheh. And if there would be a tie, then the mamuna would say, the one appointed would say, put out your fingers, one or two. Vein motzina gudol b'mikdash. Rashi says, v'ima yushneim shavim b'knisasan. Ein echad meyam zoche litrom, avol me'ata kulam boim lehatu gorol, umau agorol hamamuna ala paisis omer lekulam etzbiyu, hotziu etzbo sechem, kol echad yare etzbo, k'mufurish lekam bepirkin, mekiv vodu bagula, So what happened was that if there was a tie, Rashi says, then they would have a lottery. So the one who's in charge would say, put out your fingers. Everybody puts out a finger, two. They stand in a circle. The mamuna takes a hat off one of them, and then he starts counting. And everybody puts out his finger for counting. And the mamuna says, whenever I finish counting, he's the one who's zoche. And then he's motzi mipiv minyan. He says, 100. Or 60, a lot more than there were Kohanim. And then he starts counting. He starts counting from the person who he took off his hat, whose hat he's using. And then he goes round and round, ad sof haminyan. So say he says 60. He counts 1, 2, 3, however many fingers, 1 or 2 fingers. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So, and then when he finishes, whenever he gets to 60, then you know that that person is zoche. V'ma yushneim amamuna omer lematzbiu, hotziu etz bosechem leminyan, v'nimnu nu leditu, v'seh le Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak asal manas Yisrael afilu dvar mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what do you need to do this whole thing with the fingers for? Just count them themselves. And the answer is, says the Gemara, like Rav Yitzchak says, you're not allowed to count. Siva Yishama Shmulas Amba Yifkidem Bitzlaim. Amar Belazar Kol Amonas Yisrael Over Belav. If you count the Jewish people, you're over on a lav. Shenem Ravayer Misper Bnei Yisrael Kuchol Yem Shelo Yimad. Nachem Rav Yitzchak Amar Over Bshnei Lav and Two Lav Yorosan Rami. Siva Bnei Yisrael Bnei Yisrael Kuchol Yem Uksiva Shelo Yimad Vlei Sofer Lo Kashia. Kam Bizman Sheyisrael Osir Mitzan Shamakom. Kam Bizman Sheein Osir Mitzan Shamakom. Ramra Lokashia, Kamide Shemaim, Kam Bideodim. Bideodim, Kamide Shemaim. So we have that you're not allowed to count them, either one lav, two lavim. Rabbi Yonason says, one pasuk says that the count of the Jewish people will be like the sand on the sea, and the other hand it says that they're not going to be counted. So this is when the Jewish people are doing God's will, this is when the Jewish people are not doing God's will. Another answer, this is Bideodim, and this is Bide Shemaim. Lo Yimad can't be counted by people, but can be counted Bidei Shamayim. Ad Kan, Divrei Kotsha Shel HaGemara. Now the Gemara brings a raya from Shaul that you're not allowed to count the Jewish people, because Shaul counted them with sheep. Vayishamash Mul Asam Vayifkidem B'Tzlayim. He counted them with sheep, or maybe... The Gemara first says, that's the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. We have another pasuk that he counted them with bezek, meaning shards, rather than counting them directly. And they say, no, maybe bezek doesn't mean shards, it's the name of a place, maybe it's the name of a phone company. Hakopana, but it comes out that Shaul HaMelech, we learn from Shaul HaMelech that you're not allowed to count the Jewish people. So it could be that the Isser is only to know their final number. But from the Gemara you see that you're not allowed to count Kohanim. So it's not only to know the number of the entire Jewish people, but even some of them. And we also see that there's an Isser in the Etzem Maisa Sfira, even if you're not trying to figure out how many there are, because the whole purpose of this Sfira in the Beis HaMikdash is to know who's going to win this this Goral. To be take the ashes off the Mizbeach. So Bipashtus, it's also Aser if you don't know, like we said, how many there are, just even for the sake of the Goral. Sherei Sfirat HaKohanim Yitachen She'Asru Minam Yadu Merosh Od Lefnei HaSfira. אם לא ידוע מראש, ייתכן שגם אחר המניין סכום מניין אשר לא ידוע. שכל מה שעשו זה רק לספור את אנשי המאגר כמה פעמיות שהגיעו למספר הקצוב. מכל זה מה שמשלוח גדיעת הסך הכולל, גם עצם מעשה הספירה עשו. So it's not about knowing the final number of them. And also they went round and round. You're not necessarily going to know the number of them. The point is that you're not allowed to do a maisa sfira. That is the Isser. So according to this, we can say that the Sfira in Parashas Kisisa was Mutter. Why? Because they didn't count people. So that's not a Maisa Sfira. If you're not counting people, that's not a proper Maisa Sfira. And if you say that there's an issue with knowing how many there are, that can bring a Negev. So here we have the Machtzis HaShekel that protected them from the Negev. So even after you count them with in another way, maybe there's still going to be a Negev problem. There's still going to be a problem with a plague, that it's dangerous. If you know their number, it's dangerous, even if you know it indirectly. by counting indirectly. So for that you have the schus of the machatzis ha-shekel. But we'd like to understand what the reason for the isser of the ma'aseh sfira is. If you don't know how many there are, there's not an ayin hara. If you know how many there are, there's an ayin hara. Then you know a number, and we Jews are very sensitive about numbers, and numbers are limiting, and that can bring an ayin hara, that you know how many there are, you want there to be less. But just doing a ma'aseh, that could bring an ayin hara. But just doing an act of sfira, of counting, why should that be usser? So let's understand the inyan of misbar. We find two inyanim in misbar. Number one, misbar is lashon sfar v'gvul. It's a lashon of a border, that every number has its limits. It's defined. It's a sfar. It's a gvul. It's defining. It's limiting. Misbar is milashon sapphire, sapir, livnasa sapir, that through which you're able to see better through this sapphire stone. Kadosh Baruch Hu created two systems and two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is the physical limited world. Everything has a certain length, a certain width, a certain weight, a certain color, so to a physical body. But Olam Haba is limitless. And so too the neshama of a person that's shayach to the Olam of the Ein Sof, that's not mugbal, unlimited. It emerges therefore that a person is shayach to these two systems. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and we have to be mechaber between the two. And that's the Gra says, is the remez in the pasuk, Aruka me'eretz mida, or rechavi mini yam. Mida is begematria 49, and yam is begematria 50. So our job, says the Gra, is to connect between the 49, which relates to this world, and 50, which is above this world, Olam Haba. We find a sphere in the Torah, both for Omer and for Yovel. And these two spheros, we count only until 49. And then comes the 50th. That's the 50th day where we got the Torah, and that's the 50th year of Yovel. And in these two cases, we don't count the 50th, because 50th is called Bina. And that's not counted, because it's shayach to the Olam of Ein Sof, to Ein Misbar. Like we say, Gadola and the name of Rav Kochlis Funaso Ein Misbar. Bina is the shaykh to the world of Ein Misbar. And the mile of Chamishim in Bina is shaykh to Olam Haba, which is called the Alma de Cheres. And there it's a world of freedom. And therefore, in the Jubilee year, in the 50th year, the Avodim and the Sadas go back to their masters because of the mile of Chamishim. And in Matan Torah B'Yom HaChamishim, we received shaykhs to the mile of the Luchas HaRishonim. And the Matan Torah, we received the Luchos, and we had Cheres Mimalech HaMaves. We were freed from death. So that's the 50. The 50 is the world of freedom. So all the spheres in this world relate to Gashmias, and therefore they're limited and have boundaries. And that only reaches 7 times 7, which is 49, Begematria Mida, which is an amount, a measurement. So that's the 49. Because in Olam Hazeh, which is created in 7 days, and with these 7 lower midos, you don't leave the gvulos of mida. So that's this world which relates to 7 and 7 sevens. But somebody who counts properly the 49 can get light from beyond this world, from the 50th gate, which is beyond gvul, which is beyond misbar, and that's bechinas Olam Haba, that the mashal of Olam Haba in this world is the yam. There's no mida to the yam. It's bechinas mayim she'en lam sof. We spoke about that a little bit. Mitzrayim is meitzar yam. They make a boundary for the sea, that they don't let us go into the sea, which is the yam, which is the 50, which is the ein lam sof, which is the limitless, which is eternity. Mitzvah Torah is Tisbu Chamishim Yom. That despite the fact that 50 isn't counted, nevertheless, by counting 49, we are going to have Shaychas to the 50, which is above numbers, and Shaych to the world of Ein Sof, to the Yam, Gematria of 50. Because the whole Tachlis of Olam Hazeh is that via this world we get to the Chai HaNetzach, get to the eternal world. Now, everything that has no end and has no Midah and Mispar can't be perceived, absorbed, revealed in this world. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who doesn't have a body, and those who have a body can't perceive him, is Ne'alam Ubilti Nitpas, is hidden and unperceivable. Lo Yirani Adam V'chai. And so too, Neshama alone, we have no tfisa on what the Neshama is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the two together, and he connected the Neshama with the Guf. And through this, the neshama can be revealed via the guf, via the body. And the composition of the neshama with the guf is so unique that it's called a pele. It's called a wonder, like the Rama says, umafli lasos, that he combines body and soul. V'kachi kol avodat ha'adam ba'olam hazeh. And that's be'etzem unzer avoida in this, in the welt, that we're supposed to be mechaber between these two systems, the gashmius and the ruchnius, and bring them together. And that's the remez of Sfiras HaOmer, that is mechuvan to be mischaber to Torah, which is shayach to the 50th, to the Ein Sof, when we got it. That's why Torah is 50, the Ein Sof, the infinite. The way to get there is through the world of Midah, through the world of Mispar. And that's the 49, that's why we count the 49. Shiva Shuvos Tisporlach. And it also says Tisbru Chamishim Yom. We only count 49 because we can count the 50th, but by counting correct the 49, then we get to the 50th. And that's why it's Misbraz Milashon Sfar, which is a gvul, a border which limits, and then sapphire, which is something through which you can see better. You look through this gem, and that enhances your vision. So this world is limited as a sphere, but then you get to the sapphire. It also allows you to go beyond this world when we can correctly live with our neshama and our guf. So that's what Rashi writes at the beginning of Bamidbar, that mitoch chibos and HaKadosh Baruch Hu zmoni Yisrael, when he wants to be Masha is Shechina. Because the Chibas Dugmas Zivug V'Chibur Neshama Laguf. This love is like a connection of body and soul. Hashuras HaShechina is connection of body and soul. The Ruchni, the Ein Sofi, the infinite, with the finite. And therefore, in order to make his Shechina dwell among us, Kadosh Baruch Hu commands to count us in the right way, where there is a hakbalah, where there is a parallel between the Gashmiistika system and the Ruchniistika system. And that's why the Jewish people are 600,000, Yeshishim Riba Osios Latorah, Rosh Tevas Yisrael, Yeshishim Riba Osios Latorah, there's 600,000 letters in the Torah, connected to 600,000 Jews. So there aren't exactly 600,000, not even close, but that's already a different discussion. But anyway, that's the remez that we were given by many, many Sfarim. So it emerges that through counting correctly, we have a parallel between the number of the Jews in this world and the Torah and the Olam Ha'in Sof. In other words, if you count us correctly, Yisrael, then we get to the Yeshishim Ribim Osios LaTorah. We get to the Torah, which is beyond, which is the Ein Sof. So that's why we have this parallel between us, our number, and the number of the Torah. Because that's the parallel between the finite and the infinite, the physical and the spiritual. So now we can understand why there's a Chashash Sakana, even if you do a Maisa Sfira, just by doing this act of counting, and how the Machzis HaShekel saves us from any ayin haras. So shekel is begematria nefesh. So machzis ha-shekel is machzis ha-nefesh. So according to this, it would appear that the meaning of counting the machzis ha-shekel is that you don't look at the person with a physical, from a physical perspective, which relates to the physical world, because that's when there's going to be a negev, that's where plagues come. Plagues come when you limit somebody in the physical world, but rather you understand that the guf is only a machzis from the person. It's only half of the person. And the person has another half, and that's the neshama, that isn't shayach to the ma'arechet ha-memusperet, that isn't shayach to the counted system, the meduda, the measured system. And therefore, since you're only saying, oh, it's only machzis ha-shekel, when he says machzis, every Jew needs another Jew, also true. But machzis also means that we're only, the body that you're counting is only half, because there's another half, there's a soul. And therefore, the negev isn't sholeit, because we have a body that connects to our soul, and through connecting body to soul, we save ourselves from the negev. And that's the lashon of Su'us Rosh Adas Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, that Nisias HaRosh Klapei Mala, the elevating of the head heavenward, is to be mechaber them to the Bechina of the Rosh, the Neshama, where there's no Misbar. And since there's no Misbar, there's also no Negev. And that's the lashon of Machtis HaShekel Truma LaHavaya. Truma is Sisromimus. We elevate ourselves to the Maila, to the level of Neshama, and the Bina of the 50th gate. Bina is the 50th gate. And if so, it's mashma from this, it implies from this, that through the machzis ha-shekel, su es rosh kol adas b'nei yisrael, we are being elevated to the level of neshama, and therefore there is going to be no negef. Beautiful. And it would appear that that's why Eliezer gave Rivka Nezem Zahav Beka Mishkala Chayisara 24:22. Rashi says Beka Remez L'Shikle Yisrael Beka L'Agulgoles. This is a remez to our Machzis HaShekel. What's the connection between the Matnas and Nezem Zav that he gave her this golden ring, nose ring, to the Machzis HaShekel? Based on what we said, we understand Machzis HaShekel is Machzis HaNefesh, which is a remez to the Chibor of the Neshama to the Guf. And this means that there's this chibur of these two parts, and that parallels the chibur of the man and the woman. That's also a pella. Sharei katvu ha-mekubalim shezeo lashon ishto ki gufo ki hi b'chinat ha-guf shelo v'hu b'chinat ha-neshama shela. V'lachen ha-ish v'ha-isha נרמזים באותיות יוד ועוד ה' כדוגמת העולם הזה ועולם הבא. איש זה א' יוד שין, אישה א' שין ה'. אז מה שאנחנו מחברים זה היוד של הגבר, שזה הנשמה, שזה האות של עולם הבא, והה' של עולם הזה. כידוע, יוד זה תמיד מעתד, עושה עתיד, ילך, יכתוב, והה' זה הלשון שכל דיבור בעולם מתחיל עם ה'. זה מתייחס לעולם הזה, ההי, כפי שרבנו רב משה העריך מאוד בשיעורים, בחינת נשמה וגוף. So it emerges that the man and the woman, each one is a machzis ha-shekel, they're only machzis, they're only plag gufa. So therefore, he's giving this beka l'mishkalo to show, oh, that's what this is all about, the shidduch. Between Yitzchak and Rivka, that each one is only a half. And that's the remez of Nezem Zav is a gematria Pele, because Pele is the chibor of the Ruchni and the Gashmi. And Eliezer put the Nezem on her nose, because the nose is the place of life, and life is where there's a chibor between the Nesham and the Guf, which parallel to the Baal and Isha, which is also a chibor of Chaim. So hopefully we'll discuss that more at another juncture. And that's the biur, that there's an isser to count the Jewish people, even the actual maisa of counting. Even if you don't know the schum, like we see in the Beis HaMikdash, in the end he didn't know how many kohanim there were. But sof kol sof, he counted them, and there was an isser in counting, so they had to put out their fingers, you're not allowed to count them directly. So we understand now there's an isser in the maisa sfira, because the maila of Yisrael is that they are an am of chayei neshama. They're shayach to the ruchni world, the Ein Sofi world, and you're now allowed to put them in the system of numbers. So therefore, doing a mice of counting shows that they're part of this world, and that we're now allowed to do. And now we also understand the Gemara in Yuma, that if somebody counts the Jewish people, he's over on two lavim. Lo yimad v'lo yisafer, says the Gemara. It says via mispar b'nei Yisrael, there is a number. That if we're doing the this is the one we're doing the will of Hashem, and now we're doing the will of Hashem. Rashi explains the discussion is, does Israel have a mispar or not? If we have, we're doing the Ratzon Hashem. We don't have a mispar. If we're not doing Ratzon Hashem, we do have a mispar. But Rabbeinu Hananel explains that it's a nafkamina ledina, and that when the Jewish people aren't osir mitzvah shel makom, then you know there's no isir to count them. So we have to understand, where do we find an isir that's talui with whether we're doing Ratzon Shel Makom or not? What does this mean? But based on what we said, it would appear that when the Jewish people are doing the will of Hashem, the Iker Adam, which is the Neshama, and then the Guf is Tafel and Neshama, and then we're beyond Mispar. And if we're beyond Mispar, you're not allowed to count the Jews, you're not allowed to put them in Mispar. We're not Osir Mitzvah Shel Makom, we're making the Guf the Iker, we're not Shaykh to the Ein Sof, and Mamil is not Osir to count us because we're Taka Shaykh to the world of Mispar. So, כמובן שאפשר מאוד מאוד להעריך בזה, ובעזרת השם אני מקווה שנחזור ונשנה פרק זה, והדברים היו נפלאים ביותר, ברוך השם, בסייעת הדשמיה, ויהי רצון שנזכה להיות תמיד מעל למספר. שלום שלום, אהובה ידידיי מורה ורבי.